can heal your soul. And now my eyes see a different way.
Apologetics with an X is on the air or on your stream for another week with some of history's classic rock and roll tunes parodied with Christian lyrics from the pen and vocal cords of Mr. Jay Jackson. And now here he is.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again, Jerry. It's great to be talking to you out there, all you listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Apologetics with an X. And if you've been with us since the start of this show, you heard the first song today. It's a parody of Boston's More Than a Feeling. It's called More Than a Healing, and that one is not just about physical healing, it's about spiritual healing. It has to do with something that happened to me many years ago when Jesus Christ hooked up with me. He was there all along, but when we really hooked up, and just celebrated this past week, 36 years since I became a born-again Christian. But we're going to talk about healings in addition to more than a healing on a lot of these songs coming up. So these next three songs that we're going to do are all about healings that Jesus did. And we're going to do some after that, too. But I'll tell you about these next three. We have a song about the man who was healed by the pool, where Jesus told him to take up his mat and walk. And the song is called Talk and I'll Walk. It's a parody of Crocodile Rock by Elton John. Then we have a parody about three healings Jesus did using saliva. It's called The Spittle. And that's a parody of The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. And finally, we have a parody of about 10 lepers that Jesus healed, one of whom even came back and said thank you. And it's called The Boulevard of Both Extremes. And it's a parody of The Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Yeah. Just rescued me from a cruel, bizarre, awful disease. Went to see the priest, and on the road the Lord was my doctor. My fellow homeless ones were healed just like me. I shall embark to go give thanks to Jesus. The night of wish me luck to stay behind me.
I'm loving the tunes we're playing today, and I hope you're grooving on them as well. Jay, how might they latch onto some of these tunes for their very own selves?
Well, just remember the name of the show, which is Apologetics with an X. So if you remember that, it's just like the Rosetta Stone. It just opens up the keys to everything, because you can go to iTunes or Amazon MP3 or Spotify or Pandora and YouTube, and just remember to spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. Or you can go to our website, apologetics.com, and just remember to spell it like the show, Apologetics with an X. And you can hear songs like these next three, which are all also about healings with Jesus. First one is a parody of She's a Beauty by The Tubes, and it's about a woman who had a flow of blood that made her basically unclean in people's eyes, and she came up and touched Jesus, was healed instantly, and it's called She's Got Cooties. Then we have a parody of a man who had a withered hand, and Jesus healed him on the Sabbath day, much to the chagrin of religious authorities, and he did it in Galilee. And the song is called Galilee, The Man with the Withered Hand. And it's a parody of Valerie by Steve Winwood. And you know, with when you start doing healings for free and they really happen, you're going to attract a crowd. And such a crowd that the disciples were worried that Jesus was going to be crushed by all the people. And this is a song from the perspective of the disciples complaining about this. It's called Shovin', Crushing, Squeezing, and of course that's a parody of Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin' by Journey.
She's shy. You know she still got Jesus Christ. She got healed and lightning fast. Nobody liked her, but she got past. Jesus looked beside him on the road. He said, "Who touched me a minute ago? Remember when?" Her life. When her hand touched the cloak of Christ, still got new and he planned it first. But he's got cures too for all her hurts. She'd been left outside to live alone. Yet that all she's a minute ago. Remember when you're in the crowd.
good. And these students who lived around there are preaching in my hood. Pick up from
Yeah.
Apologetics with an X. You've been cranking out the tunes for a while, Jay, and I know you have an e-letter that frequently tells our listeners what the band is up to. Jay, how can Apologetics fans keep informed of your activities?
Sure. If they just go to the website, sign up for the newsletter there, or you can send me an email, jay@apologetics.com. Just the letter J at apologeticswithanx.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page and just look up Apologetics on Facebook. Make sure you spell it with an X, and you can keep up with us that way. We're going to do another one about healing, and then we're going to translate into something here, transfer into something, transition into something. Anyway, it's called I'm Cured, and it's about the man who was a paralytic, and he had four friends trying to get him in to see Jesus, but because people were shoving, crushing and squeezing, they couldn't get in there, so they had to bring him in through the roof. And this is his story from his perspective, called I'm Cured. And then we have a new song, which is about the same story from the perspective of the homeowner. Have you ever thought about what it might be like that you have Jesus as a guest in your house, and it's already crowded, and all of a sudden people start ripping apart your roof? It'd just be a terrible thing. It doesn't mention who exactly that is in the Bible, but if you put together the clues, there's a good chance it was Peter and Andrew's house, because it was in Capernaum, and that's where Jesus had just healed Peter's mother-in-law. And it says the house, and it's definitely not Jesus's house in Nazareth, and which is like 20 miles away. Anyway, so that's kind of interesting. Anyway, it's called Looked on the Ceiling. It's a parody of Hooked on a Feeling, done by Blue Swede, originally done by BJ Thomas. Number one hit for Blue Swede in 1974, and it became a hit all over again in 2014 when it was featured prominently in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy and on the soundtrack, the awesome mixtape Volume 1 for Guardians of the Galaxy. And then that's from our most recent single. And the other song on our most recent single, also from that same year, 1974, also a number one hit, also a remake of a song from the 60s, You're 16, originally by Johnny Burnett. This one done by Ringo Starr, originally of the Beatles, and it's called You'll Succeed.
Well, my crew done brung me in the bed I dwelt in, 'cause I was real ill and I could not move myself in. I felt quite rude, in fact, while I was lying on my back. But Lord, I could done run out, and now you're giving me attention. Nothing could have helped me but divine intervention. I reckon that's what just occurred. I've been somewhat burdensome, but I won't vegetate no more. Oh Lord, I'll stand up straight, I'm cured. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Well, open up the roof, they said to me, for roads are right there, and then you'll be lowered to the floor in no time. From above like some Greek tragedy, but if I God can make it right, I'll get up, above, above. And I won't vegetate no more. Oh Lord, I'll stand up straight, I'm cured. Guess we'll need to compensate that guy for sure. Be any hope. I've been spending way too long thinking my troubles were merely depending on my back and legs, but now I see it clearly, 'cause I just got off my back. But it was you and your grace that I lacked. I guess that I'll be staying up and make my bed for sleeping. Forgiveness was the very biggest gift that I was needing. It's what you
came to do. How lame is our excuse? But I won't vegetate no more. Oh Lord, I'll stand up straight. I'm cured.
Open up the mark and verse 23. Open up the Luke 5:17. Look at Matthew 9 and you'll find that I am cured. So please God, please God, please God, don't you need to go home in faith? Seek out Christ our Lord. Listen kids, cause this was God legs. I'm cured.
What you doing to me? When you broke in to my home so tight, you left a hole like a big skylight. Good Lord, sent that fellow home. People up there, yeah, you done me wrong. I looked on the ceiling, the sky was revealing at your friend's rough entry. I looked on the ceiling, and then I saw healing. But you're in trouble with me. I said I looked down the ceiling, paralyzed arms are feeling, and lower limbs are set free. Look down the
ceiling. You know God likes to see people succeed. His wise proverbs remind, you'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. He wrote wisdom and pearls. Who wants the world? I have something divine. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. You're not famous. No, not yet. Don't dwell on that, cause you might regret. Entrust thy plans and heart to God. Ooh, then you'll get a good head start. You won't
succeed. If you're dutiful and you're kind. If you're dutiful and you're kind, you'll succeed. If you're dutiful and you're kind, you'll succeed. If you're dutiful and you're kind, hold tight, hold tight.
Well, how many years has Apologetics been encouraging us with your lyric rewrites known as parodies, Jay?
Well, we've been at it, Jerry, for almost 32 years. In March, it'll be our 32nd anniversary, March 27th, of when we played our first concert as Apologetics. Started writing parodies, and we were performing them to amuse ourselves and stuff two years before that. But 92 is when we officially debuted as Apologetics. We came up with the name in February, so it's 32 years since the name, and next month will be 32 years since the concert. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. Stayed together a lot longer than a lot of famous groups, but never got as famous as they did. And of course, it's the most famous of them all was the Beatles. We just heard Ringo from the Beatles. Now we're doing three parodies from Paul from the Beatles, Beatle Paul, the cute Beatle. What a prolific songwriter, probably the most prolific songwriter of the last 100 years. And we're going to do some parodies from him, parodies of him from us. First one, Band on the Run, another number one song from 1974. Ours is called Man on the Run, and it's about Jonah from his perspective. Then we have a parody of Live and Let Die, the number two hit Paul did from the movie Live and Let Die, the James Bond movie. Ours is called Didn't Just Die. And then we have a parody of a Paul song that some people forget, but it was a pretty big hit. It went to number three in the mid-70s. It was called Junior's Farm. And this is a parody about the parable of the sower, and it's called Jewish Farm.
Jonah, you. get out of here.
Thank you.
Just die.
Everybody's
Well, it's hard to believe that we've used up most of our time for yet another show, Jay, but wait, there's more. You got one more for us.
Yes, we do. And since we talked about the parable of the sower, we have another song we did about that years ago. And I just would like to encourage people out there, if you have somebody in your life that you feel like you keep sowing seed, or maybe lots of people in your life, and you just feel like, man, I just keep trying, throwing the seed out, and it's coming on hard ground. It seems like it's never going to grow. I just want to remind you in Isaiah 55:11, God says his word never comes back to him void without performing the purpose for which he sent it. And also, in Psalm 126, at the end, it says, those who sow in tears will reap with joy. You know, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will come in rejoicing, bringing his sheaves in with him. Like that song, bringing in the sheaves. Anyway, this is our version of that, and incorporating that into also the parable of the sower. And it's a parody of the song Wherever You Will Go by The Calling from the early 2000s. And our parody is called Wherever You Will Sow.
So lately, you're wondering who really cares to take Christ's grace. Well, Christ taught the seeds of new life get scattered on his face. If a grain of wheat shall fall, yeah, fall upon good soil, in between the sand and stone, good news makes that crop to grow. Yes, I've learned the Christ's word will grow wherever you will sow. Wait a while, hold out hope, it grows wherever you will sow. You tried to do your darndest all in vain. If this great of faith as Paul's can follow after Saul, then there's all for someone out there who you think rejected you. Yes, I've learned the Christ's word.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.